And Now 100% Cotton. Narrated by Tony Ward.
The night is cold. The buildings are tall. The sky, except where it's starlit, is black. Black like black checker pieces, or what's left of wood after the fire. Also, I should mention that there's a large gun pointed at my face. And because there's a large gun pointed at my face, things speed up the way they do in nature films. How a seed sprouts, turns to stalk, and takes leaves in 10 seconds. Things here are speeding up just that way. Stars pinwheel beyond the buildings. The moon rises, sets, rises again, and then things slow way, way down. If you don't want to be caught dead in that shirt, he says, you'd best take it off. The guy with the gun's not fucking around. I don't know anything about guns, but this is a big one. It looks like the kind that holds a lot of bullets, the kind that leaves your corpse unrecognizable when the cops come. Which is okay, because there's no one to miss me, no one left on this spinning planet to faint when the coroner lifts the sheet from my bullet-riddled face. The gun's pointed at me because the guy asked for my wallet and I said no. No, I said, and he said, how'd you like to die? And I said, well, I wouldn't want to be caught dead in this shirt. Which isn't exactly true. If I hadn't wanted to be caught dead in this shirt, I wouldn't have worn it. It seemed fitting for the occasion. The shirt's black, with a skull and crossbones emblem on the pocket, what you see printed on bottles, the kind with caps to keep out babies and old people. Maybe the skull and crossbones wasn't an inspired choice, but fuck you. Pick out your own death shirt. The guy with the gun didn't like my tone. He said, I don't like your tone. He didn't get my smugness, that it was on purpose. So I said it again. The thing about not wanting to be caught dead in this shirt. Which is when he told me to take it off. Which pretty much brings you up to speed. I pull the shirt over my head. I kneel and fold the shirt on the sidewalk, a rectangle, department store perfect.